This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Now, for most of us, feeling secure is something we have to muster from within. But for the elite few who can afford it, protection is for sale as well. And it comes in the guise of dark suits, sunglasses, and earpieces. Chris Simovich has worked as a bodyguard, an Army Ranger, and a Green Beret, and he now owns his own private security firm, Global Strategies, Inc. We invited him in to find out more about the world of private security. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, so what's it going to cost me to get a posse?
To get a posse from us?
Yeah.
Well, that depends on what your threat levels are, so we'll negotiate that later.
I think they're fairly low right now. At least I hope so.
Well, that's a good thing.
So can you give us some sense of what these kinds of services might cost?
It can be as low as $500 on a daily rate to as much as $5,000 a day. That gets you one individual full package and all the support that comes with it, which is a full support program with tracking of the agent and of the client, operations management package that goes along with it, and backfield office support.
If you had to boil personal security down to its essence, what is it?
You know, ultimately, it's about awareness. And so that's probably the largest thing that we try to, in our training of executives, is we try to emphasize just their awareness of what their environment is. Because of our busy schedules, because of the BlackBerries and the iPhones, we're not as aware of our environments as we used to be. And sometimes we walk into trouble that we shouldn't have, or we're just seen as a tasty target because you're obviously not aware of what you're doing and where you are, and there's other people that see that and take advantage of it.
So put down the phone.
Put down the phone.
I imagine that security is something that evolves with technology, with politics, et cetera. What's the latest threat that your profession is tackling?
Social media is probably one of the current great threats that we have to our clients, our executives, from Twitter to Facebook to LinkedIn. Over time, we sort of gave up a lot of our privacy, or we don't really even think about tweeting where we are or Facebooking what location we're in or posting a picture of ourselves on the web. Most of them that have geotags now, which show your location. And so we're giving a lot of information out that we haven't necessarily done in the past. If you Google yourself, that doesn't go away. That information is going to be on the web for a good long time. But not all the information on the web is correct, as you may know. Mm. So one of the things that we do advise, if you do have a high profile, is it's nothing wrong with putting a little bit of misinformation out there on top of that social media.
You know, obviously, you can check State Department websites, but are there places where you would not travel right now? Whether you're a CEO or, you know, someone who provides security or just a regular Joe.
I'll put it to you this way. Are there places that I wouldn't travel? No, because that's my job.
Right.
Are there places that I would not take my family to? Absolutely.
So where are the places you wouldn't take your family?
Well, you know, currently, unfortunately, I had a trip planned to Egypt because I wanted to show my son the pyramids. I've been there quite a few times. And right now, that's not a place that I would take. I would feel comfortable taking my family. Mexico is another place. Mexico is one of those odd areas that you could almost split the country into 3 to 4 pieces, where you have areas that are great tourist locations. They're still fantastic to go and to travel to. Then there's other places in Mexico, in Nuevo Laredo specifically, or Monterrey, Mexico, where it's probably some of the highest levels of threat in the world, to surpass Iraq and Afghanistan. So we even have from our agents, they would much rather work in Iraq or Afghanistan than go into those areas of Mexico.
Chris Simovich is with Global Strategies here in California, and we've been talking about your personal security. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.